since we thereby come to know the truth that sets us free, we're eager to share that with our neighbors. Our worship equips us for that mission with a deep vision of the extravagant splendor of God, rather than being a vendor of religious goods and services. That's attractional church. Rather than being a vendor of religious goods and services that cater to people's tastes, the church is called to be a body of people sent on a mission in the world. Now that's biblical. Peter says, and I'll draw the first metaphor from him, Christians in this world live a heavenly citizenship in a hostile environment. And in this world, Peter says, we're aliens and exiles. We're away from home. And the reason why we get together to worship corporately is the same reason the synagogue was invented over in Babylon. It was to keep the Jews reminded we're not Babylonians. We're Israel. And so they formed the synagogue. They couldn't meet in large groups, but they could meet in small groups, sort of like house churches or small groups in our churches. You meet in small groups. Why do that? To remind ourselves we're not Babylonians. We are the seed of Israel. We're the children of Abraham. We are covenant people. This is not home. We're not in charge. The environment is hostile. We have a citizenship elsewhere, and we're waiting for God to show us how that plays out. And they were reminded, as Peter reminded his readers, that you are aliens and strangers in the world, and be careful. This is 1 Peter 2:11. Be careful, because the world that is close around you, where you're not citizens, is filled with sinful desires that war against your soul.